Last item.
Item 116, amend contract with Portland Patrol, Inc. to extend the term and increase the amount by $934,000 for security services for parking garages and streetcar facilities.
So this was brought off the consent agenda. Does anybody have...
Who pulled this, Carla?
Mr. Lightning.
Is Mr. Lightning here?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Did you want to say something? Did you want to give us a brief presentation?
Sure. Yep.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Michael Jacobs. I'm the Smart Park Program Manager for the Bureau of Transportation. The ordinance before you is to amend the city's contract with Portland Patrol, Inc. to extend the term of the agreement through March 31st, 2018, and to increase the contract amount by $934,000. Portland Patrol currently provides security services for all of the Smart Park garages and for the streetcar facilities. This extension will allow us to conduct a competitive solicitation process. While we do that, we can maintain critical security services and keep our facilities safe.
Thank you. Anybody else who wants to testify, why don't you come up now just so we can keep this moving? Good morning.
Good morning. It's interesting that this was pulled from consent agenda. I'm sure y'all are bright on... Oh, I'm Charles Johnson. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, for the record. I think this was on the regular agenda last week as a non-consent item, and then Commissioner Schaltzman pulled it back. We cannot, in the city, have public confidence in the government if an item to increase by $134,000 the annual expenditure on parking garage safety doesn't talk about Ms. Batts. Obviously, her primary safety net is not the people that patrol the parking garages. But we live in a city where our safety net is so broken that a 52-year-old lifelong Portlander is found too late to save her life in a parking garage. So on this particular agenda item, there's no way we can guarantee these things don't happen and that we can make Portland Patrol responsible. But as good people, we need to face that challenge head on and eventually have a report from y'all dovetailed with Mark Jolin. Or, it's unfortunate that there's different areas of responsibility. So sometimes citizens get frustrated about where do we get answers. So approved an extra $100,000. I don't know why it's $134,000 more than it was before, but because I'm pretty sure last week I remember being about $800,000 per year. But I'm not opposed to approving it. I trust the procurement division, but we need to realize that people shouldn't have a high expectation for safety of their vehicles or their personal property or anything in a parking garage when we can't even keep the parking garage from being the grave of a woman.
Charles, one quick comment on that, because I think his time is up. I've actually written an op-ed about Ms. Batts. It'll be in the Sunday Oregonian. I want to correct you on one thing. She died of hypothermia in a parking garage within two blocks of a warming center that had a space for her.
Thank you.
And so the larger question here is, what do we do with people experiencing mental health crisis for whom an apartment without services is not going to be a successful outcome and who are reluctant to use shelter even in the middle of a storm? And in my view, that calls out the crying need for more permanent supportive housing units, housing plus services. That's my takeaway from that. I don't want someone to have to choose between the street, a garage, or a shelter they don't want to move into. For someone like her suffering from schizophrenia and with a lot of other life challenges, if we failed her, in my view, we failed her because we didn't have a permanent supportive housing unit, and we are short about 2,000 units in this city. I'll have more to say about this next Tuesday at the work session. But that, I think, I urge you to focus on that point, too, because without housing and services, we're not going to save people like Ms. Batts in a storm, and that's disgraceful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog PDX. One of the concerns I had on this situation is that are all amendments being approved by the council members, not only by the procurement officer on the original contract itself, is one issue I have. What I've seen is that basically during June 29th, 2016, there was an increase. That would have been Amendment 4 by $250,000. On October 19th, 2016, Amendment 5 increased the contract by $200,000. There was also a notice of intent to negotiate the contract itself, which was issued on July 13th, 2016. Five different proposals came in. Now we're doing another contract, which is kicking the total amount up by $934,000, total contract amount to $4,538,000. Now, it's my understanding if you present a bid or a contract out there, should amendments be coming in, adjusting that price after the fact of $250,000+, and then another $250,000+, and then we're kicking the bid up even higher right now. From my position, I want to make sure that companies aren't coming in low and then doing amendments to kick the bid up on a regular basis. Now, if I'm wrong on that, I do apologize to anyone making the bids. But everything I could see by Amendment 4, Amendment 5, and where we're at today, the appearance as though that is happening is there. And does the council members have a right to vote on those amendments, or is that going to another individual to make the final decision on that? That is my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Mayor Wheeler, I see Matt Grum from Commissioner Saltzman's office here. Is that you back there? I have a question as to why it was...
Good-looking guy in the corner.
Yeah. I'm wondering why it was pulled back last week and if there's something different compared with what it was last week.
The Commissioner Saltzman's had some concerns about the procurement process and how it was done last year, and so he wanted, as the new commissioner in charge of the Portland Bureau of Transportation, to have a fresh RFP process, and so he looks forward to conducting that.
So mine, is this identical for what was there last week, or has it changed?
This is an extension of the current contract. That we'll have a new process and hopefully a new contract coming forward in the next few months.
So it's completely different from what was on last week. Thank you very much. And I certainly support having that more in-depth look. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further council questions, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. It's adopted, and we are adjourned until Thursday at 2 p.m.